You're listening to Beyond the Aisle.
When I first moved to Virginia 13 years ago, I just lost a family member, and I was just trying to find my way back to, you know, get back working. I was out of work for at least 6 months. And I was searching for a job. I was just going around the area. I was staying in Stafford, Stafford, Virginia. And I was just going in places, trying to fill, find applications. And I went to the Fredericksburg store, Wegmans location. And I just looked at the store. I'm like, this is amazing. This is like, this is the most, it just took my breath away. And I was like, I want to work here. So I went to the customer service desk, asked for an application. They said, gave me a little sheet of paper, say, go online. And I, the rest is.
So it was really just looking at the store, walking in and saying, wow, this place is for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the cleanliness, just the smiles. I've seen a lot of smiles on people's faces. Mm-hmm. The environment was very inviting.
Okay. So it's my understanding that you spend time every week, almost without fail, going into DC, handing out food and necessities to homeless people. Tell us a little bit more about that and how you got involved.
One of the things that when I first started working at Potomac, we were very involved with ACTS, and my store manager at the time, still my store manager, but Jerese Yarbrough, he was like one of the big leaders for ACTS, and I always seen through his actions, like how much of an impact he was making in the community. And that really pushed that curiosity, like, what can I do? What can I started asking myself, is there anything I could do? And at the time, my HR rep, Kenneth McLaren, he was actually going down to D.C. every Thursday, going out and bringing down food. And he invited me, like 4 years ago, he invited me. And I did it once with him. And I was like, I cannot stop doing this. I have to do this every time, anytime I want to be there. The reward that you get when you're helping others is just really fills my heart.
So what type of items were you taking out there and handing out?
Food, for the most part, is basically food. But we started building relationships with a lot of people down there. And they started asking specific things, coats for the winter, socks, underwear, tents, lights, sanitizing wipes, regular wipes, things that they need for sanitation, for women and men. It was just across the board, it's just needs that they needed at that for the next week. Clothes, coats. Yeah, it was, and still to this day, we're still doing the exact same thing.
Do you do that weekly on Thursday evenings?
Yeah, just every Thursday for the past 4 years. Yeah, been consistent.
So you don't do this work alone, right? Do you have any coworkers who you've encouraged to bring along and kind of follow in your footsteps?
Yes, we have. I have several people come. A guy from named Nay, that's from Alexandra's store. I had Twee from, she used to work at Tyson. Now she works at Potomac. I had her come. She was coming faithfully. I do send a lot of invites of some people, and sometimes they come and sometimes they got stuff going on. But yeah, I try to invite everybody, much people as possible.
Why is it so important to you to volunteer, and how does Wegmans support or encourage that work?
The core values for Wegmans is something that I fell in love when I first started working here, because the core values of who we are is who I am as a human being, as a how I like to reflect my life after making a difference, high standards, the empowerment, the respect, and listening, and it's just and caring for others. It means so much to me to, you know, listen to people, show that you respect them by listening to them, and making a difference in the community is such a major impact from what I'm seeing. What we're doing at the Wegmans store level, it is just our donation to our food drives every week. And I, being a person that had to go to food drives at one point in my life, it resonated with me, just the heart of Wegmans and what they Wegmans really stand for. And it just empowered me actually in a way to take those leaps and do something more. And I felt as if it was just a calling.
I think this is a conversation that sometimes people almost don't believe, right? That Wegmans shares our values on our website, in our stores, anywhere that we can, we're sharing our values, but it really is lived, right? Every day by every employee.
I agree. It's not just the letter on the wall. It's the everyday, the walk, in so to speak. It's not the talk. It's more of the walk. It's the actions. It through, you know, our retirement funds. It's just so many things we do that shows that we actually care about not only the people that we work with, but the people around us. The high standards where customers come in and they see that they come into a clean store. That's what attracted me to the store. You know, that's attracting that welcoming invitation to the store. It just really, it means so much. And I feel as if, yeah, these standards that and these values that we live, work by and live by, it means a lot. And it's not just a letter or sign on the wall. It's an actual, it's happening.
So how does your commitment to the community impact the work you do for Wegmans, and in reverse, the work you do at Wegmans and the values that you've learned there impact what you do for your community?
Working here, you know, I learned so much about how to, you know, treat our customers and how we treat each other and how we respect each other and how we care for one another. And just so many examples of that being on the upper side receiving the care, and I'm on the outside receiving the respect. So it's easy, and I developed that skill set of showing that I care for others and showing that I respect others and showing that, you know, I'm willing to listen to anybody anytime. So that actually reflected when I went down to DC and started feeding homeless. I listened to everybody, treat everybody as if they just had a voice. I listened to them intently. I care for them. I care for everyone. And that is it goes for down there feeding homeless and goes for I'm at work. It just all coincides. It's all mixed. It's all together.
So just thinking about the values, right, that Wegmans has and working at Wegmans and volunteering and applying those values to everything you do, how do you think that has impacted you and helped you grow as a person?
As a person, a lot of these values are, like I said, I already had a lot of these values in me. And one thing I would say that Wegmans did is brought it out. It really brought it to the forefront and showed me how do you care about others. It showed me how do you make a difference. I seen it with my eyes. So it impacted me in a way where the world really did change for me in a way. I'm seeing through a different lens. I'm looking at the other retailers and I'm seeing how they treat their people. And it's like, I don't want to ever be treated like that or treat anybody in that type of way. And I hear the stories and I'm like, wow, I'm really at a great place right now. I'm working with people that actually will listen to me and care about me. So it's such a difference. It's a beautiful process. Again, it's just beautiful working here. I just love it. Love it. Love our values. I can live it and I can see it and I practice it every day.
You know, what interaction or experience did you share or have while you were volunteering with the homeless that's really going to stick with you, that really, really made an impact on you, that's going to last a lifetime?
It was, and the thing, it was a time when I lost my grandmother, I lost my grandfather, all in the same 2 week span. Wegmans, you know, we all care about each other. So they gave me the time off to go visit my family, go to the funeral. And I wasn't able to go down to DC that 2 weeks and Kenneth and some of the people that go regularly, they know what's going on. And they told a lot of people that we see down there, they told them about it. And the response that I received when I came back, that they told me that people really care about me. They really asked about me. They were really like praying for me, wishing me well. And then when I went to go the other weekend, I went to go see them and talk to them. They're like, yeah, we're sorry. Sorry for your loss. They gave me hugs. It's just like, it touches you in a way that people, you show, you care for others, and then they show it back. So that touched me in a way that I can't, it's hard for me to put in words, but it really impacted me. It lets me know that what I'm doing is, it's making a difference. It's making me see life in a whole different perspective.
Yeah, I can definitely hear it in your voice, the impact that had on you. And I truly appreciate you, you know, coming on and sharing that with all of us today. So, you know, thinking forward, and obviously, you know, as you think about the work that you do and the impact you have on encouraging others to volunteer, if somebody is looking to have that kind of impact on their community, they want to make a change, what kind of advice would you give them, or where would you recommend that they even start?
Advice I will give is, you know, one thing we do at Wegmans is we really do look out for one another, and we really do help each other. And if you can do something to try to help others, do it. It don't have to be the biggest gesture. It don't have to be a major contribution. It could be the little, smallest thing, just saying hello, how are you? Just acknowledging people, treating everybody equally, just saying good morning to people. It's the small things that really does matter. And I would say you could start with that. Just start with that. That could impact people in so many ways and brighten so many days, so many people days. Our customers, even the people, customers from the people we work with, to the person you see walking down the street, you just say hello. Hey, how are you? I think that's a good way to start.
I really liked how you said using the Wegmans values, how important they were to you, and how they are who you are. And it isn't just about how you are at work or when you're volunteering. It's just your way of life. It's just who you are in your everyday life. And it is really inspiring. So obviously at Wegmans, we are all about the food. And I have to ask, what is your favorite Wegmans brand product and how do you use it?
All right. So I would say, since I'm working in dairy, I'm gonna go on the dairy side, because our dairy pasta ravioli is delicious. The cheese, just the basic cheese ravioli for me. We have a lot of other flavors, but the basic cheese ravioli with our pasta sauce is a winner for me. A winner. I will sprinkle a little bit of fresh cilantro on it, a little parsley. Winner. Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for everything that you do and for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for doing this with me today. I really do appreciate this so much on a deeper level. So I appreciate you.
And thank you for everything you do for our community. We truly appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Talk soon.